Today on the Positive Points on Aging, we're going to talk about support groups because they are vital. They're so important.
Very important, and it's something near and dear to my heart. We've talked about them before, but I cannot stress enough the importance of getting help and just having somebody, even if you don't talk in a support group, just listening to other people, knowing that somebody else is experiencing what you're experiencing is vital to coping and being able to help yourself, your loved one, and your family. It gives you release. It gives you all kinds of help. So what I want to talk about a little bit is, you know, what is a support group? I don't know. I think your mother had some health issues, and I don't know if you ever went to support groups for her. There's support groups for all kinds of things out there. And it what a support group is just a moment for you to take time that you can spend with other people who are going through the same things that you are. I am not a person who's ever dealt with cancer personally. So me trying to help somebody with cancer is very difficult because, yes, I can be empathetic, but I cannot really understand what they're going through. However, I have dealt with lots of people with dementia and family members with dementia, so I can understand that, and I know how to talk and walk that walk. And I can tell you some suggestions. They may not work, but you need to be around people who can help you with what you're coping with. And that just may simply be, like I said, you don't always have to talk in a support group. You can sit and listen.
Sure.
And that's one of the misunderstandings about support groups. We have people who come to our support group at Oakleaf. They never open their mouth.
Right.
But they will call me later and say, well, you know, I heard so-and-so suggest that they were going to try such and such a thing. I tried it with my loved one, and it worked. It's really great. Never said a word during the support group.
Right.
Didn't know they were paying attention. Didn't know they got anything out of it, but apparently they did. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about some myths and misconceptions about support groups.
Sure.
There are support groups, all kinds of support groups in the area of Columbia. There are grief support groups. There are ALS support groups. There's Parkinson support groups. There's women's groups. There's men's groups. There's AA. There's Al-Anon. And if you can't find it in Columbia, you can always go online because now we have learned how to do Zoom support groups. And so a lot of support groups now are done on the internet, and you can find people all around the country who are doing support groups. NAMI has them. There's so many things out there that you can do that you don't really have to worry about whether there's a support group in your area or
not.
You
know, a number of years ago, we actually did a radio show on support groups every weekend. It was called Joy in the Morning, MOURNING, morning
for
grief. And we had two different ladies. One was named Linda Leake and one was named Linda Gill. And the two of them teamed up and did the show together.
Wow.
And they brought in people that had stories to tell that were very challenging, difficult stories. It was a very emotional hour every hour. I got so much response from people that had helped because it was basically you didn't have to leave your house to listen to a one-hour support group.
Right.
And I've tried to think of a way to start that back up again and do like a because it's so community-driven anyway.
Right.
But I really feel like it was a way for people who are doing what you just described. I don't want to speak.
Right.
I want to listen. I want to just hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't tell you the impact of what you're saying, Karen, is so true because a lot of people are either intimidated or afraid to join a support group because they feel like the spotlight's going to get put on them and they might not be ready to share. And you don't have to share.
You don't have to share.
Right.
And that is one thing that Zoom has done. And that's great that y'all did that.
Right.
I'm sorry I didn't know you did.
Right.
But it really and truly, it does take the spotlight off of you, but you do get to hear a lot of wonderful information. That we don't have all the answers in support groups that, you know, we don't even pretend to, but sometimes just hearing what other people are going through is huge. Support groups can be depressing, though. You know, you can get overwhelmed hearing other people's struggles and what they're having to go through, particularly with the grief support groups. But at the same time, it is encouraging if you stop after you've looked around and thought about it. It's encouraging to think about, wow, somebody else there is struggling just like me, and I'm not alone. And ladies and gentlemen, you are not alone, whether it's grief or AA or cancer or whatever the problem
is,
you're not alone. So, yeah, go online. Look online for support groups. I will tell you that I've struggled a little bit in looking for support groups to mention here. The Alzheimer's Association has kind of shifted its focus away from the South Carolina chapter, and they're doing it more nationally. And I noticed that they've taken out, like, our support group that meets the first Thursday of every month at 6 o'clock is not listed there anymore. And I'm not sure why, so I've got to have a call into them to try to figure out what happened. But there are places you can call. Like, there's a Parkinson's support group here in town that it's huge. It's I used to meet at Lexington Hospital.
Right.
With COVID, they've changed some things, but that's a huge support group. The Central Midlands Behavior Health Area website has a lot of support groups listed there. And I also always tell people to call Lisa's Care Connection because they have lots of information there to help you with that.
Sure.
But those are the kinds of places you can go to get help and find support groups that you might be looking for. Going back to AA and Al-Anon, I know that they're listed all over the interweb about where their support groups meet, and there are hundreds in the area to go to, whether it's AA or NA or Overeaters Anonymous, all of those Gambling Anonymous, all of those 12-step programs have lots of good listings out there for you.
Right.
12 steps are a wonderful way to get help, but they're not the only way. There are peer-driven support groups like Alzheimer's support groups. There are professionally led therapy groups also. So you just kind of have to know what you're looking for and what you're comfortable with. There are religious support groups. There are different churches offer support groups. And I'm sure that synagogues do as well.
Sure.
That they all are trying to make sure that you are getting the help that you need and where you need to go to find it. So you need to find somebody you can talk to that can help you find the support group that you're looking for. That's what I encourage people. If you know somebody else that's going through struggling with cancer,
right,
talk to them where they're getting their help.
Yeah. Again, the one thing, if you don't take anything else away from Karen's visit today, is to take away that you're never alone.
You're never alone.
You're never alone. There is someone out there that wants to listen, someone else that can empathize with you.
Yeah.
And there is somebody else that knows what you're going through, even when you feel like you're the only one on the island.
Yep.
All right, we'll do a quick break. We'll get to the Fox Business Report. We'll come on back with more positive points on aging on a Tuesday morning at The Point. Good morning.
Mornings with Kev.
In the Bart Fireside Studio,
it's Kevin Cohen.
Good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. Thanks for being with us at 8:52. Kevin Cohen, along with Miss Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village. Of course, Brian here with us. And we're looking forward to Clear to Close. That's the new name of the show in in the 9 o'clock hour, the new name for the show with Erica and Mary Gervais. They'll be coming on in and doing the program in a little while, so looking forward to that. In the meantime, we are continuing what we love doing here on Tuesday mornings, which is the positive points on aging. And our friends from Oakleaf Village are kind enough to loan us Karen Pickard for about a half hour every Tuesday to talk about really important things. And today we've been talking about support groups and how vital they are, how important they are, how they are, to some people, a lifeline.
They are a lifeline.
Especially the ones, I think, the ones who are going through grief. And there's grief. This is what I try to tell people. You can be in grief over everything from your pet passing away to losing a job to your marriage dissolving and getting a divorce. It's not just when someone you love dies.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of forms of grief that are out there, and there are support groups for many of these forms of grief.
Yep.
But again, if you take nothing else away from our visit, please remember that we're both stressing you're never alone, and there are always people that want to help.
And one of the benefits that people don't think about from support groups is that you're in a safe space. If the support group is run correctly, and if it's not, run away and find another one.
Right.
But if it's run correctly, you're in a safe place where nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to, they may laugh. I mean, I'm sorry. If you can't laugh at some of the things that happen in support groups, then you're going to be in trouble. So there may be some laughter there, but
they're not laughing with you, not at you.
Yeah, they're not judging because probably they've walked the same walk you have and probably had the same experience you had and may have made a bigger mistake than you did. And so they may be laughing at themselves. You grow through this experience. You grow and you learn. I've made a lot of good lifelong friends that I've met at different support groups that I've hosted or that I've been a part of, because we're all dealing with the same thing. It also teaches you how to focus on yourself. Sometimes you have to learn that it's okay to hurt, to be sad, to be scared, to be angry. Anger is a big one that we don't think about, but everybody I know who comes to our Alzheimer's support group has a certain amount of anger of, why am I having to deal with this?
Sure.
And so you've got to understand it's okay. But one of the best things that you should get out of a support group, that I think, besides the fact that you're not alone, you should get hope. There should be hope, knowing that there are people out there who are willing to help you, and that people will be able to give you some answers, whether it's the right answer or not. You got to try it. You know, the old spaghetti experiment, you throw it on the wall and see what sticks. Sometimes that's what you just have to do. But do make sure that when you are at a support group, that it's a good support group and one that is structured correctly. Do not go to a support group if the facilitator doesn't set the rules. You should walk in and know that you cannot talk for 30 minutes at the support group. This is about everybody, sure. And you might have to pass the conversation around. Sure. And if you see a facilitator not redirecting somebody, then they don't have control of the group, and you need to kind of think about that. You also should not have a personal agenda at a support group.
What do you mean by that? Tell me what you mean by that.
A personal agenda. When I lead a support group, I am not talking about Oakley Village.
Right. Okay.
I understand. Not there to sell anything,
right.
Whether it's a product, whether it's a supplement.
I see what you mean. I wasn't sure what you meant when you said personal agenda.
Well, I had a person come to a support group not long ago, and all they wanted to talk about was where their doctor was and who their doctor was. And I finally had to say, you know, I understand that you really like your physician, but we need to move on, because you're not here to sell that physician. You know, you're here to help people, and you can give them an opinion and you can tell them, but you're not here for that doctor. So you have to think about that. The facilitator has to be in control.
Right.
And if they're not, if they're talking about their own personal experience the whole time, then you need to think about what's going on, and is that the right place
sure.
for you?
Sure.
People don't understand that there need to be clear guidelines too. And I don't always start our support group by saying, okay, we've got 10 minutes to talk,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
But you need to feel like somebody's in control,
sure.
when you're in the support group, because what you're there for is to get help.
It's structure. You need structure.
You need some kind of structure.
Right.
That's a good way of putting it. Is a facilitator trained? You know, mm-hmm. the Alzheimer's support group or the Alzheimer's Association used to train the facilitators, and we every year have to do classes and have to talk about what you do. Are they
right.
trained?
Right.
Are they licensed therapists? If they're going to be giving out therapy opinions, they might want to have a license behind their name.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you don't think about it, but you want to make sure that it is a professional group.
Right.
Because you are out there talking about personal things, and you don't want it broadcast around
right.
to other people.
Sure.
And that's all very important.
Sure.
Oakleaf has been doing, and I am going to do a plug now. Oakleaf has been doing our support group for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked to a lot of people. I have people who've been in our support group for 6, 7, 8 years. Even after their loved one has passed away, they come back for a short period of time just because they feel like they need to do that and get the support.
Right.
So if you're interested in support groups, give me a call. But our support group meets the first Thursday of every month at 6 o'clock at Oakley Village. You don't have to call. You just show up. And there, again, you don't even have to talk. You just have to be there and listen. And usually we laugh, and there are people who cry. And sometimes it just gets very emotional. But that's a good support group. You want those emotions and you want those feelings.
Sure.
And you want people to know that they're not alone.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the way you want to put the exclamation point on it.
Yep.
For this segment. But again, I want people to understand that if you are looking for a support group and you're not sure even where to look to find one, they can reach out and they can try
yes.
to track you down over at Oakleaf, and maybe you could at least steer them in the right direction.
If I don't have the information, I have Katie Griner is a wealth of information because she's done so many different things in the Columbia area. So do not hesitate to give us a call at Oakleaf at 803-808-3477. We are available to talk. Leave a message if you can't get through to us.
Yeah, and again, this might have nothing to do with anything involving assisted living. If this is just something where you need a little help, you heard Karen talking about this during the program this morning, and you need a little direction as to where to go, give her a call, and again, she can help you find what you're looking for. But if nothing else, understand this is not one of those things where I feel like we're being condescending or talking down to somebody. This is strictly informational, but it's so critical. You have no idea sometimes how deeply you have fallen into grief.
You really don't.
Yeah, and it can get to the point where it's very hard to get back out of that and get back to some normalcy.
And I just want people to know that there are people out there willing to help. Also, call Lisa's Care Connection. Yeah. They are a wealth of information, too.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it very much.
Have a good week.
Yeah, you betcha. You too. Clear to Close coming up after top of the hour news. Ralph Norman today on the Afternoon Drive. For Karen and Brian, I'm Kev. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.